Governor Doug Ducey is using federal COVID-19 relief money to launch a new $163 million grant program to boost per-pupil funding in Arizona schools. But as KJZZ's Rocio Hernandez reports from our education desk, those grants come with a catch.
In order to qualify for a grant, schools must be in compliance with all state laws. This means districts and charters that are requiring masks would be disqualified. Schools that are choosing not to offer in-person instruction as of August 27th also would be ineligible. A Ducey spokesman says schools that have shifted to remote instruction at the direction of their local health departments would still qualify. He says schools that are requiring masks or conducting remote classes voluntarily have until August 27th to get in compliance with the law in order to qualify for a grant. Rocio Hernandez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In a separate announcement, Governor Ducey also says parents who are unhappy with mask mandates or remote learning may be eligible for a grant to help pay for the kids to go to another school. KJZZ's Ben Giles has that.
Up to $7,000 per student is available to cover transportation needs, online tutoring, childcare, or the cost of tuition for parents who want to pull their kids out of schools with what Ducey called overbearing safety measures. Only families at or below 350% of the federal poverty level, that's roughly $90,000 for a family of four, are eligible. More than a dozen school districts have implemented mask mandates, despite Ducey's insistence such rules are against the law. But a judge ruled this week that a ban on mask mandates doesn't take effect until September 29th. The state will begin accepting grant applications on Friday. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, after Governor Ducey announced efforts to push back against the masking, isolation, and quarantining policies that public schools have enacted in defiance, Chris Cotterman had this reaction from the Arizona School Boards Association.
One of the unfortunate parts of the politicization of COVID has been this drive to cast school districts as having failed low-income students and the state's need to offer them, you know, school choice, specifically private school choice.
Congressman Greg Stanton, Democrat, has questioned the legality of Ducey's decision and sent a letter to the Federal Treasury Department urging clarification.